This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you know people are watching you in a public situation, do you act differently? Everybody does. If we're honest, we know that if we have eyes watching us in a public situation, we behave differently. If we know we're being watched, we talk differently. We do a lot of things differently in life when we know we're being watched. I'm embarrassed to actually tell you this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Andy and I, several years ago, on a Saturday, went to Sears. I don't know how we ended up in the sports department and the camping department, because I don't usually dabble in either one. But we were in the sports department, and I was standing near the weights, you know, the weightlifting stuff that they were selling. And it had been years since I had lifted some weights, but I'm starting to lift weights and doing arm curls. I noticed some people are watching, so I do a few more repetitions, you know, to show that I can lift these weights, and I'm putting them above my head, and I had the ones you use with a single hand, and I'm doing these different exercises to try it out. The next morning, I couldn't get out of bed on Sunday morning. And it was all because I was concerned about people watching me to see if I could lift those weights. It wasn't worth it. I would have much rather those people the next day thought, that guy can't lift anything, and I could have got out of bed the next morning. What is it that you would do differently if you really knew and really believed that the Lord was watching you? And as I say at weddings to every couple, the Lord is the unseen guest at every meal. He is the unseen listener to every conversation. It should make a difference and can make a difference in the way we live and the way we act. Today we're going to read in the Gospel of Luke where people were watching Jesus in two ways, scrupulously and insidiously. Two big words. But let me tell you what they mean. Scrupulously means to watch someone for every detail to see if they're crossing all the T's and they're dotting all the I's. That's scrupulous watching. But insidious watching is even more scary. You know what insidious watching? It's where someone is watching you, wanting to make sure you trip up, wanting to make sure you drop the weight, wanting to make sure you make a mistake when you sing, wanting to make sure that you flub up when you're speaking. That's insidious watching, and they were doing it, get this, to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, watching him scrupulously and insidiously because he had the audacity, get this, to heal a man on the Sabbath. Let's read about it. We're in the Gospel of Luke. We're in the 14th chapter. We're just reading 6 verses today, 1 through 6. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from dropsy. I'll explain what that means in a minute. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him away. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a son or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out?" And they had nothing to say. They had nothing to say.
Well, the title of this message is Left Speechless. The Pharisees obviously were left speechless in the presence of Jesus. Passage from Luke 14. We continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.